The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Right, you're back to the Sunday Business Show with me, Conal O'Moran. In the next 55 or so minutes, we will talk about what's happening in the world of TV, cable and all that. We'll see what's happening at online baking marketplace Bakers and Cakers. We head south to Cork to hear what's happening at the UCC Blackstone Launchpad. And then we hear from two organisations that have collected $100,000 each in Dubai at a recent event there. And of course, there are our famous shout-outs. That's when we give your business nationwide recognition just by sending us a couple of lines about you and your company. You can contact us now at live@todayfm.com, by text on 53102, or by tweet at SBS Today FM using the hashtag TeamSBSPlease. But let us start with Disney, today's business behind the brand. During the week, Disney said it was pulling its cash cow sports channel, ESPN, off the Netflix platform, and it was going to try to go it alone. And just as they were doing this, another big media beast, Facebook, said it was about to launch its own TV channel to be known as Watch. So what's going on in TV land, and why has Disney taken this decision, which seems to be counterintuitive by limiting audiences? Our own TV star is David O'Holohan of Merion Capital, and he's been looking at the business behind the Magic Kingdom at Disney. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Tom.
And thank you very much, as usual, for coming in. What's happening at the Magic Kingdom?
So, at the Magic Kingdom, well, the Magic Kingdom, the magic behind Disney is four letters, ESPN, and it is the company's biggest cash cow, a sporting channel over in the US. It has a lot of subscribers, but that number is steadily falling, so they're down to about 86.9 million. That's down about 3% over last year, but it makes up over half the company's profits. So, it's a big loss to them, and they are now scrambling to try and find alternatives.
And why would you pull it off Netflix?
Well, I think what they're doing with Netflix is they have an agreement with Netflix that goes through 2019, and they're going to pull Pixar and Disney shows off Netflix after that date, and they're also then going to launch their own Disney channel, and they're going to have ESPN online likely through that.
And it is, I suppose, they are unique in the fact that they have the Disney franchise and that people seek out Disney, but their other big beasties are coming into their area.
Everybody's moving into it, and you know, whether it's Netflix, whether it's Amazon, now Facebook, everybody's taking out the middleman in television content production through to the consumer. And where you used to have middlemen, that would be the gap between the content providers and the consumer, they're now saying that's not necessary anymore. But what it does mean is you're getting an almost a la carte menu for your viewing going forward, and Disney are now saying, okay, how are we going to compete? And their solution so far is to go it alone and start pulling content from Netflix.
And Sky is doing something similar as well, now that I think about it, because they have now split out their sports channels into Sky Golf, Sky Soccer, etc. And again, the pundits are saying crazy, because if you just want your golf, you're not going to see other sports. They're not going to entice me into seeing other stuff.
Exactly. And the challenge is, if you look at the ordinary consumer's TV budget, it's now going to start getting eaten up by more and more companies. You used to have maybe one or two providers and you got all your movies or all your sports. Now you almost have to go bit by bit, almost event by event. And that's tricky. And there may not be as many winners out of it as people think. And the risk for Disney and some of the other players is that by backing out of the middlemen and trying to go it alone, they may not be as successful as they previously have been.
Which would suggest that the shares, which have gone from $45 to $102 over the last 5 years, it may not be a good time to be buying their shares.
No, I think the problem that they have is their theme park business is doing really well. SeaWorld have had a lot of problems, and their people going to their theme parks are falling quite quickly. So Disney is picking up that. But the cash cow is ESPN, and getting millennials to pay for content is tough. And as you get more people switching off cable and moving away, that's going to really damage Disney. And they don't really have a solution I can see working in the near term.
But they've chosen to go down this route, so they're obviously thinking this is the solution according to them, or is it just being foisted upon them?
I think it's being foisted upon them. I think if they look at whether it's Comcast or CBS or Viacom, Sky over here, everybody's following the same strategy, trying to compete better with Netflix, not Netflix, Amazon. And Netflix is suffering from that, and Amazon is trying to gain. But the problem that Disney has is that Amazon can spend limitless amounts of money on its programming.
Because they're so wealthy.
Well, because the market continues to back them. So, you know, if you look at what Amazon spent on on Top Gear and some of the other programs they've brought forward, it's huge money. And Disney are now saying, okay, how are we going to compete with them 2 years out? And the solution seems to be, we'll come up with the Disney network.
Doesn't sound too good to me. So would you buy the shares? No,
I'd stick to the sidelines. I think it's been a great performer over the last few years, but it's in a hyper-competitive space at the moment, and it may not be as big a winner as previously they've done over the last decade.
And if you were looking at that area of TV, would Amazon be your best bet?
Well, I think Amazon for the TV rights is going to do really well, and it will probably continue taking market share. The challenge for Amazon is it just is trading on a ridiculous multiple, and
but always has, hasn't it?
It always has. And, you know, yes, they're great in data and the usage of that. But, you know, ultimately, it's a website and a few warehouses. And that's just not worth half a trillion, in my view.
Mr. Bezos or Bezos would exactly agree with you.
He probably wouldn't. And he probably has a lot more cash in the bank as a result. But it's a tough company to value. But for the moment, they will just continue making inroads on the more traditional companies like Disney.
And I don't know, were you in with me doing Amazon recently? Whoever was on, I was amazed at that company. It is a staggering company run by the same Jeff Bezos
years. They have gone into everything you can think of.
And as you correctly say, they get the data and then they use it.
Completely. They are fantastic at being able to harvest the value from data that other companies really didn't snag onto until Amazon started doing it. But the challenge for them is they do so many things. They don't seem to have a cost of capital a lot of other companies would, and they have a lot of hype built into them. So any missteps along the way and they will be punished for it.
So we will leave Disney alone. I think we leave Mickey Mouse to himself, and we might back Mr. Bezos at Amazon.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Disney has been linked to Twitter in the past. Snapchat has fallen on hard times this week. It's down 50% from when it IPO'd. So perhaps Disney will show up.
This is my chance of reminding you, when we chatted about Snapchat quite some time ago, because I saw this on my own Twitter feed, is I said that it was definitely one to keep away from.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it has been a disaster.
It's been a disaster. Mm. And it's one we flagged ourselves that, you know, it just makes no sense. And even at 14 billion, which is what it's worth now, it seems a stretch.
Mad, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Listen, David, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. That is David Hullin of Merion Capital. I think that's what you're called nowadays, or is it Merion Private? Or
Both.
Okay, well, of Merion. See, I've given you three shout-outs there. Thank you very much for joining us. We are going to take a quick break, after which we're going to talk about cakes.
The Sunday Business Show.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.